Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mushtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says a strong maritime capability is the deciding factor for a country's economic and strategic influence, and India is preparing for it. In his address after commissioning three indigenously built naval ships in Kolkata, Mr. Modi said India does not want to remain only a buyer country in the defence sector, and the nation's armed forces cannot become just a market for the world. The Prime Minister commissioned indigenously built stealth frigate Dunagiri, survey vessel Sanshodhak, and anti-submarine warfare shallow water craft Agra yesterday. Mr. Modi said India's journey from INS Vikrant to this date is not just about new warships, but towards increasing self-reliance.
INS Vikrant se lekar aaj tak ki yatra keval naye yuddhapoton ki yatra nahi hai. Yeh Bharat ki badhti atmanirbharta ki yatra bhi hai. Aaj INS Agra, INS Dunagiri aur INS Sanshodhak usi yatra ko nayi gati de rahe hain. Ye tino port Bharat ke teen mahatvapurn sankalpon ke bhi prateek hain.
President Draupadi Murmu will visit Kuno National Park in Madhya Pradesh's Sherpur district today. During her visit, she will go on a safari in the park this morning and review the progress of the Cheetah Reintroduction Project. She will also interact with members of the Seheria tribe who work as Cheetah Mitras, Cheetah Trackers, local forest staff and tourist guides to learn about the experiences and role in the project. After the visit, the president will leave for Gwalior and later return to New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched India's ambitious Cheetah Reintroduction Project in 2022 by releasing 8 cheetahs brought from Namibia into Kuno National Park on his birthday. Later, more cheetahs were brought from South Africa and Botswana. India will host a two-day meeting of BRICS National Security Advisors in New Delhi beginning today. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval will chair the gathering, which brings together security chiefs from the bloc's 11 member countries. These include India, Brazil, China, Egypt, Ethiopia, Indonesia, Iran, Russia, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, and UAE. The meeting will focus on the theme, Non-Traditional Security Challenges Confronting the World Today, with discussion centered on the rapidly evolving nature of national security threats and the role of new technologies in emerging security risks. Delegates will also examine cybersecurity, digital vulnerabilities, and artificial intelligence-driven threats. The National Testing Agency NTA will commence the UGC NET June 2026 examination from today. The national level eligibility test will be conducted in computer-based test mode until the 30th of this month in two shifts each day. The UGC NET exam is conducted for candidates aspiring to qualify for the Junior Research Fellowship or GRF, assistant professor positions, and admission to PhD courses. The NTA has advised candidates to download their admit cards and carefully verify all exam details. CBSE has commenced the release of Class 12 verification of issues observed and re-evaluation outcomes. In a statement, it said that the outcomes are being released in a phased manner, with over 87% of the total applications received declared yesterday. The outcomes of the remaining applications will be made available in phases, and the entire process is expected to be completed soon. The status of application can be checked at results.digilocker.gov.in. On to sports now. In men's hockey, India defeated the Netherlands 3-2 in their final FIH Pro League match in Rotterdam yesterday. Jugraj Singh, Abhishek and Rajinder Singh scored the goals, helping India register their second win of the leg against the Dutch side. And that is the end of this news bulletin.